Whistler Blackcomb, WB, has unveiled its plan for backcountry access to Garibaldi Provincial Park for the upcoming season. One major change is the ticket price. Backcountry tickets have dropped from $62 in the 2021-22 season to $45 for the 2022-23 season. In addition to changes to uphill routes to access the park, the time-restricted access to the south route on Blackcomb Mountain has also been extended by a half hour from 5 a.m. until 9:30 a.m. It still means someone in Vancouver has to leave at 2:30 a.m. to get there for their opening time. It's totally crazy, says Paul Kubik, director with the British Columbia Mountaineering Club, BCMC. On Whistler Mountain, access to the park is via Singing Pass from the valley bottom to the park boundary or with a lift ticket via Oboe Traverse. Some new routes, meanwhile, have been established on Blackcomb Mountain. A full map is available at whistlerblackcomb.com/the-mountain/about-the-mountain/backcountry.aspx:. The Blackcomb Bench Climb is an unmaintained lower mountain access winter route that leads to three upper route options. The Accelerator Connector is an unmaintained winter route that creates a short connection to Accelerator, which means it requires a valid pass or lift ticket. The other new pilot route this season is the North Route, which travels the forest outside the ski area boundary to the park. It's an unmaintained winter route, but flagging will be added ahead of the season, according to WB. However, navigation skills are required. Meanwhile, the time-restricted south route requires all skiers and splitboarders to be clear of the bottom of Seventh Heaven by 9:30 a.m. The East Col route requires both a lift ticket and high alpine clearance. The North route, I'm quite happy to have such a route, but they said it's not maintained, not even marked currently, and it's not even a route. All it is a GPS track. They haven't done clearing. It's bushwhacking through the woods on skis. We can do that already, Kubik says. What exactly is it they're giving us? The BCMC and various stakeholders have been working for the last several years to secure year-round uphill access for all backcountry users, including snowshoers and hikers, to Garibaldi Provincial Park through WB Terrain, as outlined in the 1979 Blackcomb Master Development Agreement, MDA. In the past, WB has cited safety reasons for the time-restricted access. What I've heard of, reaction to this year's backcountry plan, is it's basically a start, but doesn't seem to meet the requirements in the MDA, Kubik said. I think basically there are a lot of big issues in the area. While the routes are secured for this season, BC Parks says work is underway to create a permanent plan. Once a long-term permanent access plan is determined, BC Parks will be updating language in its current park use permit with Whistler Blackcomb to reflect agreed-upon access routes and bring the permit into alignment with the MDA commitments, the Ministry of the Environment said in a written statement to Peak. WB said no one was available to comment ahead of opening day. For more information on backcountry access through WB this year, visit whistlerblackcomb.com/the-mountain/about-the-mountain/backcountry.aspx.